Get in line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Good morning. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers the financial crisis fallout. Companies are standing in line to get a piece of the government bailout. American Express has just moved to the front of the line. The credit card company is changing its status so it can qualify for federal aid. The government made this happen about half the usual time. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports from New York.
American Express is being granted its request to become a bank holding company. That means Amex will be able to accept consumer deposits. And more importantly, it means it'll be able to collect money from the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program passed by Congress. Amex has been under increasing strain as the economic downturn has intensified. Consumers are defaulting on their credit card debt at almost twice the rate they were last year. American Express's move could lead the way for other credit card providers to become banks and possibly non-credit card providers as well. The financing arms of General Motors and General Electric are said to be considering similar moves as credit remains tough to come by. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
GM is still hoping for some help from the government and fast. Yesterday, Barack Obama urged President Bush to support emergency aid to the auto industry. According to the New York Times, the president said he could on one condition, that Obama and other Democrats drop their opposition to a free trade deal with Colombia. GM shares fell 23% yesterday to their lowest level since 1946. And that's the way Wall Street went. The Dow fell 73 points to 8870. The S&P 500 was also down about 1%, 11 points. The NASDAQ fell almost 2%, 30 points to 1616. In Asia today, stocks closed 3 to 4% lower. European shares are down 2% so far. And oil is at $60 a barrel, its lowest level since or in about 18 months. This week, Congress will start looking at the regulation of hedge funds. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more on that.
These are rough days for hedge funds. Like everybody else, they've been flattened by the financial mess. Investors have been pulling out, and there's more talk than ever about regulating the unregulated. Chris Cutler advises institutional investors on picking hedge funds. He says the right kind of regulation could make the industry stronger, but he's worried Congress might come up with something else.
They're not really necessarily experts at what they're asked to regulate. So the risk is that they do things poorly, and it's very disruptive.
Critics of hedge fund regulation say hedge fund investors are savvy, and adding all kinds of rules would just turn hedge funds into high-rolling mutual funds. But Congress is determined to look at the issue. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform takes up the question on Thursday. Meanwhile, the House Financial Services Committee meets Wednesday to look at whether hedge funds can refuse to participate in a government-backed plan to renegotiate mortgages. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program. At clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
We're doing a series called What's the Fix? The question, obviously, is what are some of the best solutions for getting out of the financial crisis and improving our economy? This weekend, leaders from 20 countries will gather in Washington to discuss possible answers. I'm joined now by Howard Wealdon, a strategist for BGC Partners in London. It's a brokerage house. Howard, what's on the agenda for this G20 meeting?
Well, the top priorities are to get the countries that have been the global leaders intent on spending their way out, increasing domestic consumption, and of course having sorted the banking and financial market crisis as such in their own views as to where we go from here.
Well, in terms of spending our way out of it, it seems that here the focus for individuals is on saving right now, and there doesn't seem to be any increase in consumer spending on the horizon in the United States. So it seems like it's all on the government to make it happen.
That's a problem. I'm afraid the savings culture, much that I would welcome it, and not just from consumers, but also from governments, because all this money that we will be borrowing, that you will be borrowing, that we will be borrowing, has to at some point in the future be paid for by higher taxation.
And in terms of regulation, you know, world policing doesn't usually work very well. So how is that going to happen?
Well, we've never had it. So there is the old adage, what you've never had, you never miss. We're talking about global regulation. I think we are 10 years away from global regulation. And again, if I was a skeptic, I would have to turn around and say, well, let them talk about it and have their pound of flesh. But quite frankly, I don't see that anything is going to emerge. I think regulation has to be left centric to the individual nations. I think it's impossible to conceive that we will have a set of global rules that we all work to in under 10 years.
Howard Wieldon from BGC Partners in London, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You can hear more fixes online at marketplace.org. Everyone is struggling with this economy, even Harvard University, despite having a $37 billion endowment. Yesterday, Harvard's president said the school is looking at ways to cut spending and will review compensation costs, which account for nearly half the budget. Harvard is also reviewing its ambitious expansion program. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.